Hello and welcome to Pussy Centipede. I'm your host, Click Kid. I'm still filling in for Pussy Tantrum. He's in San Diego getting his course of AIDS treatments. Keep the virus at bay. Alright, so in our last episode, Bobby Trendy started to tell the story of what made him a monster. His days at FIT. But before we revisit that, today we're going to visit another part of the world outside of Italy. It's a little island called Nantucket. A small airline called Sandpiper Airlines. We're now in the air terminal, where Joe Hackett sits at his desk planning flights, wondering why his brother Brian is so late.
Where is Brian? I'm tired of him being so responsible. Irresponsible, I mean. I can't run Sandpiper Airlines by myself, Helen Chapel.
Well, Joe, y'all always knew Brian was irresponsible. We'd known that since we were kids. And since all the time I ran this lunch counter up here in this here airport, and his always trying to date me instead of flying them planes.
Yeah, I know. Just, I'm always been the responsible one, and Brian's always been the irresponsible one. Like, sometimes, maybe I would like to be the irresponsible one, and maybe show up late for a flight someday, but I can't because of Brian. Joe!
Oh yeah, I forgot. There's a Wings opening credits music that should have come in. Let's listen to that now. And then Brian from Wings entered the scene.
Joe, what's up, man? Sorry I'm late for the flight.
Brian, I'm tired of you being irresponsible. It seems like I'm the responsible brother, and you've always been the irresponsible one. You know, I'm clean cut, and you have that 90s style mullet, sweat back, and that brown bomber jacket.
I know, Joe. But I'm a pilot. Don't pilots wear bomber jackets?
Oh, it's not funny, Brian. You have a flight to Italy in 5 minutes.
Italy? In one of those small Sandpiper planes?
Yes, Brian. This is an important flight. The entire orchestra of Salerno needs to make their rehearsals in the next 2 hours. And even though you are irresponsible, you are the best pilot Sandpiper has.
Best pilot?
Aren't we the only two pilots that Sandpiper Airline has? Stop laughing, you piece of shit. Get the plane ready. Lowell's just oiled up the engine. And then Lowell entered.
Hey, Joe. It's me, Lowell.
Hi, Lowell. Is the plane ready?
Yeah, it's ready, Joe.
All right, thank you. All right, you ready to board the flight, Brian?
Yes, Joe. If Helen Chapel can do one thing for me, though.
What's that?
Said Helen Chapel.
If you could suck my dick.
All right, Brian Wing from Wings, I'm tired of your irresponsibleness. Get on the plane now, all right, and fly to Italy.
It's actually quite convenient that I'm flying to Italy, said Brian from Wings. I have a friend there I haven't seen since my days at flight school.
Who's that? Said Joe Hackett.
My friend, Scorpionson, the Scorpion. I may as well check to see how she's doing.
And then Brian from Wings, he boarded his plane flight. And as irresponsible as that piece of shit was, he forgot the whole Italian orchestra and just started flying and left them behind waiting on the runway like a bunch of Italian assholes. All right, that concludes today's episode of The Pussy Centipede. Anyway, come back next week as we follow the further adventures of Scorpions and Bobby Trendy. And now, Brian from Wings.
Hello, this is Click Kid. Welcome to the Pussy Centipede. This is a special episode. It's going to go down in history as a genital hernia event. Things are gonna change. The Pussy Centipede isn't gonna be the same anymore. Pussy Tantrum's dead. Kit Clit's here to stay. Click Kid, I mean, yeah. Anyway, after today's episode, the show's gonna go through a soft reboot. Just like the DC Universe after they lost Henry Cavill. Today's episode's gonna change everything. You know, let's go back to the castle. Bobby Trendy's there with Scorpionson. Scorpionson's tied up like a slave, like Theon Greyjoy.
When are you gonna let me go, you asshole? Fuck you, Scorpionson. You're boring. No one cares about you anymore. I don't even know if I need you to make this pussy centipede. You're a piece of shit. Even though you always call me a piece of shit. Fuck you! Fuck you! You killed my best friend! Nobody cares about your best friend. Doctor of Puppies is old. Today is a new day. Things are changing.
Hey!
Gwyneth Paltrow said as she came up from the cellar.
I'm Gwyneth Paltrow! I escaped!
Nobody cares about you either, Gwyneth Paltrow. Don't get on my nerves. I have a genital hernia today, and I'm in a bad mood. Just don't even fuck with me, okay?
I'll fuck with whoever I want to fuck with, alright?
No, you won't, said Bobby Trendy. Then Bobby Trendy pulled out a knitting needle, and he stuck that shit up into Gwyneth Paltrow's eyeball, pushed it so far down it came out through her pussy, and she died.
Dying isn't hard,
What are you doing? I thought we were going to use Gwyneth Paltrow to make our pussy centipede.
I'm rethinking things. I'm doing a reboot on this whole pussy centipede, all right?
And just then, Matt Stevens in his Rastafarian hat entered the castle. Hey, man. I'm Matt Stevens, man. I heard you dudes were the baddest dudes in Italy. Problem is, I'm the baddest dude in Italy. I killed everyone in Michael's craft store, and now I'm gonna kill you. And then Matt Stevens, he took a knife, and he stabbed Scorpion up in 50 places, just like bang, 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 bang. And, you know, it was Scorpion was sin died, just like that, like nobody even gave a fuck.
Holy shit, you killed Scorpion sin. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah, man. And now I'm gonna kill you.
I don't think so. I have a genital hernia and I'm in a bad mood, alright? And then Bobby Trendy took his knitting needle and he stabbed it right up into Matt Stevens' pee hole and he bled to death in a mix of pee and blood.
Ah, man! You stabbed my pee hole, man! That hurts, man! You stabbed my pee hole! Ugh! I'm dead!
Alright, I'm Bobby Trendy and I'm like
the only character left right now.
That's what you think.
And then a polar bear entered the room.
I'm Polar Sawyer. Dickie Malley's father sent me here to find out what happened to his son.
I don't think so, Polar Sawyer. You're a piece of shit. Like I said, I have a genital hernia right now, and I'm, like, not in the mood for this bullshit. I'm just trying to, like, chill.
And then Bobby Trendy took his knitting needle, and he also stabbed Polar Sawyer in his polar bear dick up through his polar urethra, made him bleed fur, snow, and pee-pee all over the place.
Ugh, you stabbed my dick, and I'm dead.
Shit, man. The genital hernia is just fucking shit up. It's like totally rebooting everything. Like, now I'm, like, really one of the only characters left on the Pussy Centipede. Like, I'm gonna have to start from scratch, and, like, I don't know, like, I'm just gonna have to, like, fuck shit up. And then Bobby Trendy, he blew out the pilot lights and all the ovens in Dr. Pubby's castle, and he started filling the place with gas. And then he walked outside in front of the castle. He flipped his pink Zippo lighter and threw it into the castle, and then the whole castle blew up.
Alright, that's that for that castle. Now, like, what am I gonna do? Like, I'm gonna have to, like, figure out a whole way to start a Pussy Centipede again. Without Dr. Puppies and Scorpionson.
And just then, a snake and a mini fedora slithered up to Bobby Trendy.
Slithers? Who the fuck are you? Don't get on my nerves, because I have a genital hernia right now, and it's hurting my butt, my dick, and my taint. I won't bother you, man. I'm just Slithers, and I'm a snake. But I got some news you might be interested in.
What's that?
Doctor of Puppies wasn't the only one building a Pussy Centipede. There was another Pussy Centipede going on right at the same time. It was, like, totally parallel to your Pussy Centipede.
What the fuck are you talking about? Are you saying somebody copied my Pussy Centipede?
Yeah, man. There was another Pussy Centipede. Someone else in Cincinnati is working on one at the same time as you. You're gonna learn all about it in the next episode.
Okay.
Alright, man. And that concludes our genital hernia event. Everything's been destroyed. And now, we're going to rebuild this Pussy Centipede from scratch. I'm Clit Kid. See you next time in Cincinnati.